Welcome to Baker Bowl in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clyde Schon. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Clyde Schon. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Leo Norris. Batting second. The center fielder, Hirsch Martin. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dolph Camilli. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Maury Arnovich. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Atwood. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Sherin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Passo. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Claude Passo. And now, play ball. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Passo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Collins moves to second. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heck for the out. Collins moves to third. Demery moves to second. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Marte. Norris reaches second base with a double. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline takes first base on ball four. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli strikes out. Two outs. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich hits a fly ball into center field. Marte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte strikes out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges strikes out. Two outs. Clyde Schon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood strikes out. Two outs. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin takes first base on ball four. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gallen moves to second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards left field. Arnovich picks it up and throws to third to catch Gallen for the out. Collins moves to second. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Collins scores. Demery moves to third. It's 2 to nothing, Cubs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Day hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Norris hits a pop-up towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up in front of the plate. O'Day settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Klein takes first base on ball 4. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Camilli hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Cubs, 2, Phillies, 2. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Arnovich hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 0 for 1 in the game. Marte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Klein. Gerges reaches second base with a double. Clyde Shawn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shawn is 0 for 1 in the game. Shawn strikes out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gerges scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gallen. The throw from Atwood and he is out, Norris applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Atwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Georges fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sherin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Atwood moves to second. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 0 for 1 in the game. Passo strikes out. Two outs. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herman moves to third. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herman scores. Collins moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins scores. Demery moves to third. It's 5-2, Cubs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Day hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Demery scores. Hack moves to third. It's 6-2, Cubs. Bucky Walters now pitching. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0 for 2 in the game. Marty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney has Hack trapped. There's the throw to Atwood and back to Sherin, who tags Hack for the out. O'Day moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Billy Georges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Georges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Georges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Day scores. Marty moves to second. It's 7-2, Cubs. Clyde Shawn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shawn is 0 for 2 in the game. Shawn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Shawn reaches second base with a double. Marty scores. Georges moves to third. It's 8-2, Cubs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gallen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Georges scores. Shawn scores. It's 10-2, Cubs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Herman hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Herman reaches second base with a double. Gallen moves to third. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Collins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 13-2, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Demery strikes out. Atwood drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Demery out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Kline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sean fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to second. One out. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to third. Two outs. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Kelleher now pitching. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Day strikes out. One out. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0-for-3 in the game. Marty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gerges for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Marty. Whitney reaches second base with a double. Del Young pinch runs for Pinky Whitney. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Atwood takes first base on ball 4. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sherin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Marty. Sherin reaches second base with a double. Young scores. Atwood moves to third. It's 13-3, Cubs. Hal Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Norris strikes out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Del Young now playing second base. Leo Norris now playing third base. Clyde Shawn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shawn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Shawn strikes out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher fires to first and has Gallen trapped. There's the throw to Young, who tags Gallen for the out. 2 outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Kline hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Camilli hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0-for-3 in the game. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Collins strikes out. 1 out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Demery takes first base on ball 4. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. O'Day hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 15-3, Cubs. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0-for-4 in the game. Marty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gerges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 15, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Atwood hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sherin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 15, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Shawn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shawn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Shawn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Shawn reaches second base with a double. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallen for the out. Shawn moves to third. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shawn scores. It's 16-3, Cubs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Collins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Collins reaches second base with a double. Herman moves to third. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Demery takes first base on ball 4. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kelleher fields it and throws to home to get Herman. Collins moves to third. Demery moves to second. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. O'Day strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 16, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Norris hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Marty who is chasing the ball. Norris reaches third base with a triple. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norris scores. Martin moves to second. It's 16-4, Cubs. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to third. Klein moves to second. One out. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Georges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martin scores. Two outs. It's 16-5, Cubs. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Klein moves to third. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Atwood hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 16-8, Cubs. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sherin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 16, and Philadelphia Phillies, 8. Goodbye from Baker Bowl in Philadelphia.